We will now move to public forum because it is 1:30. I do have several speaker cards, but I need a clarification. I received a card for item 8, which is this item under LAMP. And LAMP was item 6, so that item is closed.
So was that card for item 8?
Yes.
Yes, item 8 is a future item. That's the groundwater information item.
Yeah, but it says LAMP.
Oh, it says LAMP. Gotcha.
And LAMP was item 6.
Item 6.
So whoever, you know, for that person, and you know who you are, you know, if you needed to revise the speaker card, you're welcome to do so. But, you know, we did cover LAMP earlier under item 6.
Right.
So that item is closed. All right, so I'll start with Mr. Shimmick, 3 minutes.
Before Steve starts, can we make one last call for public comment cards and then we're closing it? So if anyone else has not filled out a card, if they could do so now.
Or public comment.
Public comment.
For public comment.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Steve.
Wow.
Let me reset this.
Hold on. We have a new system.
I want you to know that we moved to the 21st century.
Yeah, this is kind of cool.
Wi-Fi.
It's a little loud and intimidating.
Oh, no, this is gentle. Well, it depends who comes to speak, you know. I can have different tones. But this is a very gentle one.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead, Steve.
All right. My name is Steve Shimmick with the Otter Project in Monterey Coastkeeper. I'm here today, first of all, to thank you for your service, and secondly, to make a very quick apology to you. At the last meeting, I created some controversy and some confusion with a statement that I made, and I'm apologizing for that statement. What I said was, the phrase I used was smoke-filled room. What I meant to suggest with that phrase was that a massive data had been presented which created confusion. That's what I meant by smoke-filled room, confusion. I did not mean to suggest in any way, shape, or form, nor would I ever suggest any collusion, any backrooms dealings, or anything like that. You guys are working and doing great work, and I used vocabulary that could have been taken either way, and so I was not clear, and that is my fault, and I apologize for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve. We appreciate very much your comment. Thank you. Next speaker card is Frank Ross. Thank you. And hold on, let me reset, sorry. Go ahead and please state your name.
My name is Frank Ross. I live in Santa Maria, California. I've lived here since 1964. When Lopez Lake opened up, I was here, the first job I had was to take the oil field equipment away that they were using when the dam was filled. It had to be out. I've been fishing that lake ever since. It's one of the best fishing lakes in the state. I have a statement I can read much easier. Dear sirs, some of the main purposes for the building of the dam, besides the obvious pleasure of fishing and swimming that I remember, was to furnish water to Rio Grande and the Five Cities area. The dam was built, was completed, and opened in the middle 60s. It filled and overflowed the first year that it opened. And until the last few years of a dry winters, one of the best trout and bass fishing lakes around. If it were possible to get the lake filled again, it would again be the lake it was for 50 years. When the lake was full, the lake grounds were full of campers, and the lake was a favorite spot for all of the area and from lots of people from out of the area. When the campgrounds were full, the water slide was going and brought lots of people and money to all the surrounding towns where having their square share of the benefits from the visitors to the lake. In my opinion, it can happen again if we had the water. Our proposal is to furnish water from the state that passes the mouth of Lopez Creek in Rio Grande. Thank you and wish you well. Frank Ross and Tony Boyle.
Thank you. Whoops. Thank you very much. All right, that should be the same one. And then I had one on LAMP adoption process. Now, again, this council.
Jessica.
Miss. Yeah. I have a speaker card for LAMP adoption process, and I would interpret this as being item six and not public comment.
If it was on the LAMP this morning, yes. If it's on generally on other potential LAMPs, then those weren't on. So it depends on what the item is. If it was on Monterey County's LAMP, then yes, that
this
would have been
covered. Look like it is with the County of San Luis Obispo.
So that wasn't covered today, so that would be proper for public forum.
Okay, so please come forward, Ms. Gillespie.
Good afternoon, I'm Ann Gillespie with the County of San Luis Obispo Department of Planning and Building. We would like to just briefly discuss the LAMP development process for County of San Luis Obispo. As you're aware, the OWTS policy requires LAMP approval by May 13th of 2018, which is 60 months from the effective date of the policy. Our department staff have been working in earnest with Water Board staff since fall of 2017 in hopes of completing our LAMP by this deadline. County of San Luis intends to exercise our ability to have a Tier 2 LAMP and adopt standards that are different from Tier 1 and Tier 3 of the policy. And this has resulted in the need for some additional discussion and technical study between both the county and the Water Board to support the adoption of differing standards. In March of 2017, our staff met with the Water Board and informed them that we would not be able to achieve adoption by May 13th of 2018. And we requested some clarification on how OWTS permitting issuance, permit review would be handled after this deadline. The Water Board staff agreed to research the ability of the county to continue issuing permits. We hadn't received any clarification by the end of March, and so we submitted a written request to continue permitting systems as we do currently and in our current capacity until the LAMP could be completed at a later date. And we requested an extension to continue the development of our LAMP. We did not receive a response to our letter. We did receive correspondence from Water Board on Monday, May 7th, this past Monday, that stated that we would receive a letter to remind us of the changes that go into effect on May 13th. We were informed in a subsequent message that Water Boards are not able to grant extensions on LAMP development. As of 1 o'clock today, we have not received this letter. So we do not have a clear picture of our permitting authority on Monday, May 14th. While we will adapt to meet the state requirements, having not received this advance guidance has prevented us from updating our outreach materials and the guidance on our website and for our building applicants. Our department takes a lot of pride in helping our customers and providing really timely and useful information on the requirements they need to meet for constructing their projects. We're not able to provide our standard level of customer service with this. We've had to tell a lot of applicants we simply don't know what our permitting authority will be come May 14th. We are also unclear as to whether or not we should continue work on development of our LAMP. At varying times in the process, staff have told us first that we would not be allowed to complete a LAMP after May 13th of 2018. Second, that we would be allowed to complete our LAMP after the deadline. And most recently, that we cannot be offered an extension to continue development of our LAMP. The county and the Department of Planning and Building really strive to provide a high level of customer service to our constituents and to our applicants. And we really hope that the Water Board will be able to provide the same level of service and that we'll continue to work towards adoption of a region-specific LAMP. Thank you.
And I think this particular item, because all of the conversations have been between the county and our staff, I'd like first to allow a response, and then, you know, we can have further question. But I think it's only appropriate to have staff respond at this time.
So I've also asked Harvey to join me, Harvey Packard. We've been in conversation with the County of San Luis Obispo. We're, I would say, substantially apart right now on where we would match up in terms of expectations for an approvable LAMP. We have a letter pending, a response letter pending, I'm aware of, with respect to guidance. At that time, we inquired with the State Water Board to determine if, under the odds policy, we could offer an extension to the deadline that is next week for San Luis Obispo County or for other counties that aren't compliant or don't have an approved LAMP. We were told no, that is not an option. Got some other?
Sure. Harvey Packard, I can't clarify that the county can submit a LAMP for review at any time. The May 13, 2018 deadline does not in any way inhibit a later approval of a LAMP. So at the point where we're in conceptual agreement, our staff with their staff, whenever that is, we can bring a LAMP to this board for discussion and approval.
Wait, that's contradictory. Well, that's first. I'm confused. I thought that Mr. Robertson said there could be no extension on the deadline, but you're saying the deadline is irrelevant, or?
No, what I'm saying, the deadline cannot be extended, but the county can submit a LAMP anytime they want. The question is, what happens in the meantime?
In the meantime,
right. So what's going to happen is that the county will be unauthorized to issue building permits for septic systems that don't comply with Tier 1 of the OTS policy.
And in the OTS policy, what was the default if you failed to submit your LAMP by
the default 13th? Is that the Water Board is the permitting agency.
And are we prepared to do that?
Yes.
Yes. And my question, I had a question immediately following the presentation from the county. I believe that it was stated that the county started their process in 2017, and it's been, that policy was issued before 2015, right?
I think it was 2013 was
yes,
when the policy
years
was
ago.
Issued.
Mm-hmm.
5 years ago. So I am curious, and can I have the speaker from the county?
Ms. Gillespie.
Ms. Gillespie, thank you. Respond to why they started so late.
Absolutely. Our LAMP has been in development for at least 3 years. Part of the reason we did delay the start, because we wanted to see what was approved for Santa Barbara County. We wanted to see and be able to reference LAMPs from different areas of the state that were approved, particularly the LAMPs that have been approved in Region 5. We've been looking a lot to what other regions have approved as a guidance for moving forward. We didn't want to start from zero. And so we did delay the beginning of our project, but we didn't start it in fall of 2017. That was when our most recent version, and really working through the review and approval process with the Water Board, we really tried to pick up steam looking at this deadline.
Right, I figured that's what you were gonna say. But what was the reference to 2017? Is that when you first came forward with your draft
No,
plan?
We had submitted drafts prior to that. I believe we submitted back in 2015 as well. So our most recent draft, having, again, pulled in more resources from the state to try and bring forward a compliant LAMP, I guess the latest incarnation was fall of 2017 in September.
Thank you for that clarification. Okay, that's all my questions.
Mr. Johnson?
So, as I understand it, the only
the only counties of the the five counties that we principally deal with that have gone through the LAMP process to the end are Santa Barbara and Monterey. So as I understand it, San Luis Obispo, San Benito, and Santa Cruz have not. And I'm assuming that even though we cover tiny pieces of Ventura and San Mateo counties, that we leave those to the regions that cover the bulk of them. Is that correct?
That's correct. I'd add that Santa Clara County, our region does include a significant part of that county, but it was still developed and approved in Region 2. So that one's done also.
Okay. So it sounds like the answer to the question of what happens next is all of those entities and any cities that have their own LAMPs or need their own LAMPs can continue to work on them and can at any point that we have something that can come before us for approval, it can. And that in the interim, that the only permits that those entities are allowed to issue are Tier 1 permits, and anything else has to come before us. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And that our staff is prepared to deal with that. And is there a letter explaining that? Are we still in the process of drafting?
There is a letter likely going out on Monday. This will be the third letter in the process explaining.
And did the other letters explain all of those things, or did they just explain the deadline?
I don't recall the wording, but I'm certain that the deadline was in the letter, and it was made clear that they had to get approval by May 13th, 2018. Yes.
Okay. So, right, that part's clear. I understand. But I understand the frustration of the county, too, of trying to get an answer from us as to what happens after next Friday, sometime before next Monday. So we don't have anything today that's going out that we could simply hand to Ms. Gillespie. Is that correct?
So we could offer her a draft of the letter.
Probably better than nothing.
Right.
I would caution our board of, making decisions on behalf of staff. I would like to put the burden back on communication here. I think when we finish this public comment, if representative San Luis Obispo wants to have a quick conversation with Mr. Packard to clarify things, we're good with that, but I'm not comfortable there's been obviously a lot of back and forth between San Luis Obispo and the staff, and I think sometime in the past when we have done this, we got ourselves in a bit of a rabbit hole.
So I was also going to mention that we had planned to provide the board, acknowledging Mr. Johnson's discussion of the other counties that are outstanding and the cities that are outstanding in terms of completing their LAMPs and getting them approvable. We were planning to have an update item on that in June, just a brief item, kind of giving you the scoreboard of where things are at across the region with respect to those that are still outstanding.
Go ahead.
Just to be clear, I'm not trying to give direction to staff here. However, I do think it's a legitimate criticism of our customer service if we have a change taking place for half the counties in our region where we're going to assume permitting responsibilities for the moment and where they are not going to be allowed to permit anything but Tier 1. It probably is a failure of customer service on our part to not have provided somewhat more detailed guidance somewhat in advance of the time after that change takes effect.
I don't disagree with a portion of that. I will also push back that if two parties are far apart in what they want in terms of an approvable lamp, this can be used as a strategy, a strong-arm strategy by one of the parties, you know, to crash the car as hard as possible, so to speak.
Now, I understand that, Mr. Robertson, but we're not just talking San Luis Obispo County. We're also talking Santa Clara. We're also talking San Benito. And I just think it's incumbent on us to even in difficult negotiations, to communicate clearly the consequences and to communicate them with sufficient time that these counties can communicate with their constituents.
May I? Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let me follow that a little further, because I believe that what I heard you say is that there have been letters issued prior to the one that's pending, and there was the LAMP regulations were issued in 2013. The 2015 Santa Barbara LAMP approval provided further guidance, and as Ms. Gillespie said, others in other regions have also continued to provide guidance to their process. Would you say that it was the omission was made that you didn't spell out correctly, and the regulation didn't spell out what would happen, what the default was, if they did not meet that? Because as I recall, that was understood that if the municipality decided not to write their own LAMP, that they would become subject to the regulations provided in the regulation. That's my memory. Am I wrong?
I defer to Harvey on the content of those letters, but I think that was made clear.
Well, yeah, again, I don't know the wording of the letters, but the policy itself does read that way. Yes, after May 13th, or after 5 years of adoption, local agencies without a LAMP can only approve Tier 1 septic systems.
Right. So I failed to see that we have failed in our customer service, if we want to call it that. That was something I understood when we were looking at Santa Barbara. They were the first to come forward, and we were very pleased because it was like voluntary, and we prefer to do our own version. Thank you. We do not want to be having to comply with regulations written into the LAMP program as it was issued by the state. So I don't see how we could be deficient in providing the information to the current counties that are still in process for whatever reason, including staffing and costs of undertaking, you know, the process of creating the language and allocating staff and all of those challenges. I understand that, but I don't see that as being our responsibility or our having a role in the delay, whatever delays are occurring.
Okay, ma'am, and certainly let you respond, but I'd like to kind of wrap up this item since this was a public comment item. I want to give, you know, fair opportunities, but you know, I'm trying to bring this to closure. So go ahead, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. I sharply disagree with you, Dr. Hunter. We certainly, the policy that was written 5 years ago does say that that if you don't comply within 5 years, X, Y, and Z will happen. Frankly, we had to check with state board to see if an extension was possible. It is the earlier letters simply, by my understanding, and I asked about this during the briefing, simply basically said this is the deadline and there's consequences if you don't get it done. But, you know, we're trying to develop relationships with these counties that extend simply past our regulator relationship that tell them what to do, where we tell them what to do. And I believe that the amount of staff time in generating a letter a few weeks ago to the counties that have not yet completed a LAMP, clearly laying out the next steps, what was going to happen, wouldn't have been an extraordinary expenditure of staff time and would have been a good investment in customer relations, because the counties are our customers in various aspects, and they can also be very helpful to us in various ways. And we need to, even when that relationship is difficult, we need to nurture it. So I don't agree with you that it was a, as to whether it was a failure or not on our part.
Okay, so I don't want to get into a debate of who's right and who's wrong. I will just make a general observation is that this is not our first LAMP. This will be our third one. And the previous counties, you know, obviously did their work. In fact, we had this LAMP item just a little bit earlier, and we discussed some of the importance of looking, to use your words, as using Santa Barbara as a, as sort of a, the bedrock, the foundation, and needing to build on that. So I think some time, and I don't know the details, and candidly, I don't think this is the time to dig into the details, but I suspect perhaps that there is a bit of a gap between what San Luis Obispo County would like to see in their LAMP and what we see in the LAMP, particularly in light of other LAMPs that have been approved and not going backward but going forward. I don't know the details, but I suspect that contributes to perhaps, you know, the gap. So what I'm encouraging here is a little bit of a wrap up is, you know, let's work on this. I think cards are on the table here. And there is a need to move forward, I think it's the. I would like to see next week some action steps coming from the county. And okay, let's meet with our staff and move forward. Let's not work behind emails, but face to face. And then I would like in June to get the happy story of, okay, we got this whole thing resolved, pardon me. But I do appreciate, you know, and respect the comments from my colleagues. I'm not going one way or the other, but let's move forward. So thank you very much.
I was just going to close with if a staff could take advantage if Ms. Gillespie is still here to sit down and talk with her now, or if she's already left, give her a call.
All right, perfect. So next item. No, that's it for public comment. Which one? No, that's item 8 that you had.
You put item 8 on your card.
But that's item 8 is coming next.
I think she may have meant public comment. I don't think she meant groundwater and ag, right?
Correct. I'm concerned about uranium.
Okay, so, yeah, all right. So we'll put this under public comment. And that way you don't have to, you know, wait for this next item.
Thank you. Yeah,
you're
I'm
welcome.
Not, this is my first time. I'm not real familiar with the process.
No worries.
Appreciate it. My name is Deb Andrews. I'm from Lompoc. Very concerned about groundwater quality, which is why I'm here. We're all here. University of Nebraska did a study of groundwater in ag areas and found that nitrate levels are so high that it's caused the uranium to become soluble and leach into the aquifers and the groundwater. And I hope that it's being monitored here. They did California and Nebraska, and I hope it will be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think any more speaker card? I see none. So thank you.